This is The Big Question with Dr. Ellie Gonzalez, brought to you by Good News Unlimited, tackling the big questions in a simple and positive way.
And today's big question, is there humour in the Bible?
Of course there's humour in the Bible. The Bible was written by around 35 different people and you can't tell me that none of them had a sense of humour. The fact that the Bible was inspired by God didn't fry their brains or erase their personalities and their sense of humour. Now, of course, humour is a personal thing. So some Bible writers can be funnier than others. It's hard, for example, to imagine the prophet Jeremiah, known as the Weeping Prophet. It's hard to imagine him cracking a joke. Of course, the Bible is a serious book, but sometimes it deals with serious issues with a bit of a smile. The Bible doesn't ban laughing. In fact, it encourages it. Humour that is appropriate and doesn't come at the expense of others represents some of the best of human interaction. If humanity at creation got what's good from God, then that means that God has a sense of humour as well. And I'm sure that God had a chuckle as he reviewed what the authors of the Bible had written. The thing about humour is that it's very dependent on your language and culture. Shakespeare's plays, for example, were hilarious in their own time. They were full of the language of the gutter. But today when we read them, the humour goes way over our heads because we live in a different time and culture. Today, we think Shakespeare's plays are all very serious and only for the cultured. Anyway, let me give you some examples of humour in the Bible that would have been hilarious in the original context. What about Elijah on Mount Carmel when he mocks the prophets of Baal? 1 Kings 18 says, "At noon, Elijah began making fun of them. Pray loud," he said, "Baal must be a god. Maybe he's daydreaming or using the toilet or travelling somewhere. Maybe he's asleep or you have to wake him up." It's interesting that only some of the more contemporary Bible translations are brave enough to translate what literally is toilet humour. Obviously, some translators don't think there's humour in the Bible either. What about when David pretended to be insane in front of Achish, the king of Gath, so that the king wouldn't return him to Saul? King Achish said, "Must you bring me a madman? We already have enough of them around here. Why should I let someone like this be my guest?" That's in 1 Samuel 21. What about what the Bible says about the death of King Jeroboam of Judah? It says in 2 Chronicles 21, "No one was sorry he died." It's not the purpose of the Bible to be funny and entertain us, and translators have often made the humour of the Bible difficult to see. But yes, there is humour in the Bible. Much of it, because of cultural reasons and language differences, is humour we may not get. But there's still humour there at which we can have a chuckle.
To receive GNU's Unlimited daily devotional email, visit goodnewsunlimited.com.